back here on KATE Radio, AM 1450. Aaron Worm with you. And I want to welcome into the studio today Matt Brand with Albert Lee Tree Service. And we got a very important topic to discuss today when it comes to especially ash trees. And Matt, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
So, Matt, we're going to talk about emerald ash borer. And I think people, am I saying that correctly?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's right.
And I think if it's national news, we hear this term, we hear this word. To be honest, until we started talking off the air, I had no idea exactly what it was, but it's an invasive species. Let's break it down for those that have heard emerald ash borer. What exactly is it?
Well, it was brought in from Europe, I believe, on cargo ships, and it has an affinity for a local tree, the green ash trees. And it can be quite devastating. It doesn't really have any natural predators that will keep it in check. So we are starting to see some real decline in all the ash trees across the country. And there are millions of ash trees. You can kind of follow the map coming down from Michigan and kind of across Wisconsin. And now you see it in the Minnesota level, where it's coming down from the cities and a little bit over from Rochester. So it's here now, and it's something we're going to have to deal with.
Emerald ash borer, what exactly does it do to ash trees? I'm assuming, does it kill the trees?
It does. The larvae actually create galleries in the trunk of the tree, and they chew it to death. They kill the living tissue that brings all the nutrients up and down in the tree, the cambia layer of the tree, so that it can no longer feed itself. So it kind of like strangles the tree.
Oh, wow. Matt Brand again, Albert Lee Tree Service. I'm talking about emerald ash borer. And if you have ash trees, and we know a lot of people have ash trees, those trees need protection. And that's where Albert Lee Tree Service comes in. What can you do to help people that have ash trees?
Well, every situation is unique. But we can kind of help you with a management plan. There are some real high-value ash trees, you know, southwest corner of your house, aesthetic, sentimental, whatever it may be. We can save those trees. We have an injection system that we can use that's very effective. Or practically speaking, you know, we're going to have to remove a number of these trees as well, and we can do that pretty effectively as well.
And if your tree is infected by emerald ash borer, how important is it to have it removed and just not just have that tree sitting there in the backyard? Because I have a feeling that maybe can this spread other places? I mean, is it very important to get rid of those trees that are infected?
Yeah, there are best management practices for harvest interval trimming so you don't spread them out over the county, I guess. And they also get very brittle. So when an ash tree dies, I think that's a concern for municipalities because
okay.
A lot of boulevard trees are ash trees, and, you know, people walking on the sidewalks, you got cars, property, all kinds of stuff. You don't want branches falling in those areas.
Matt Brand again, Albert Lee Tree Service. We're talking about emerald ash borer, and again, Albert Lee Tree Service can help you out if you have ash trees and you want to protect your trees from emerald ash borer. Now, besides that invasive species, I just want to ask you, there's other invasive species that affect other trees that people might have.
There are a number of things we treat for. You know, we've got some birch trees that have the Japanese beetles. We're seeing a lot of oak trees, actually, with bur oak blight or oak wilt. You know,
okay.
If you notice early leaf drop, kind of some thin oak trees, we have some treatments for those as well. We've got the Asian longhorn beetle for maple trees, maybe some iron chlorosis in red oaks. There's kind of a whole host. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And the ash borer is the big one, just because there are so many ash trees and they are susceptible and it moves fast.
Now, Matt, let's talk about Albert Lee Tree Service as a whole, since we got you here on KATE Radio. And again, we really want to talk about protecting emerald ash borer from your ash tree. So if you do have ash trees, make sure to give Matt a call as soon as we're done talking today. But when it comes to other things that Albert Lee Tree Service does, what are some of the other things that you offer to customers?
Well, we're a full-service tree service, so we do trimming, we do removals, stump grinding, right-of-way clearance, planting, And like I say, the planned healthcare has really come on strong lately. There are just a lot of tools we've got to use to improve the health of your trees.
And you are someone that I can tell really cares about trees and plants and making sure everyone's outdoors are healthy, because you're an arborist, a certified arborist. Talk about how you had to go through that process, and just talk about your love and passion, it sounds like, for nature.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I like trees, and you know, in a person's profession, you try to better yourself a little bit. It took a couple of years to study for it. It's the International Society of Arboriculture. You know, we got four kids, so a lot of studying at night. And then you go into the testing site, a couple hundred questions. You know, it doesn't give you all the answers, but it does give you a real strong foundation and some level of credentialing, so that when you hire us, you know, at least there's a certain level of competency stepping on your yard.
What are the long-term benefits going back to sustaining a tree's life? Because that's one thing that you guys really try to do, to have that. Like you mentioned, if it's providing some shade for the home, or if it's just something that the family's just used to having that big old tree in the front yard, what are the long-term benefits of keeping that tree healthy?
Well, one of them's property values. You know, we're kind of in a weird time, but it's proven that nice, mature, well-kept trees will increase the value of your property. There's a lot of studies out there on economically, how much they'll save you with shade, you know, your air conditioner. Yeah. Someone who takes a big tree off the southwest corner of their house is going to see it in their cooling bill. Stormwater runoff, just kind of all the intangibles.
And I think with many of our listeners, when he said the word electricity prices going up and air conditioning working more, first thoughts are everything is so high the way it is. So if you can cut down on that bill, instead of having to cut down that tree because it's gotten old or it's been infected, like you said, by an invasive species, that's where Albert Lea Tree Service can come in and help protect those trees so they live as long as possible. So give our friend Matt a call today. Again, Matt Brand with Albert Lea Tree Service. Anything that you wanted to add about the emerald ash borer at all?
Just preventative treatment is so much better than therapeutic. So if you get out there, you see a tree you like, you need a little advice, I think we can help with that, and we've got the right tools to do what you want us to get done.
And Matt, you Freeborn County and Moore County?
Primarily. I mean,
or we go anywhere.
We do. For the plant health care, you know, it's me in the truck and, you know, all my equipment. So it's not like we're dragging up a boom truck, a chipper, a loaders, and that whole ball of wax. So we do service more than Freeborn and Mauer. But, you know, we're based in Maple Island, so that's kind of our home base. But we'll travel.
So if you're someone that's in a North Iowa or maybe up in a Steele County, over in a Blue Earth County, just to the next of us, again, Albert Lea Tree Service will come to you to make sure that your ash trees last as long as possible, because emerald ash borer, again, it's a topic that I knew very little about until I met Matt, and I'm glad that Matt brought it to my attention, and now we're bringing it to the attention of everybody that's tuning into Acaint Radio. Matt, if they want to get a hold of you today, if they have any more questions about this, because we've touched on, I think, a very interesting topic, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Our website's a good one. It's www.southernmntreeservice.com. There's a request a quote button that you can fill out the information in, or you can call us at 507-377-8733.
Yeah, Matt Brand with Albert Lea Tree Service. Again, they can help protect your trees from emerald ash borer. Give them a call today. Matt, thank you so much for the time, and we appreciate the info.
Thank you very much.